You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're speaking with Ruth Daniels, Chief Executive of British Triathlon. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Ruth.
Thank you very much. I'm really pleased to be joining you today.
Now, we're in an Olympic and Paralympic year, of course. How are preparations going ahead of Paris 2024?
We are in a very big year, you're absolutely right. We have teams dotted around the world at the moment at various training camps, all very focused, all very excited about what might be ahead of them, but clearly on their road of final training and selection.
Now, before we get to Paris, we're thinking about the World Triathlon Paris Series, which is making its way back to South Wales this summer. For people who've never been to a live triathlon or paratriathlon event, like the one coming up in Swansea, can you give us an idea of what it's like as a spectator? What's the appeal?
I think the appeal is the fact that it's such an inclusive environment, and being able to see so many different people with different abilities being able to participate in an event. And you will have elite para triathletes who are competing, but there'll also be the ability for children with disabilities to participate, as well as children without disabilities as well participating. So lots and lots of different things for people to see and to also participate in themselves. And also, because it's a para event, we're always looking for lots of volunteers who can actually also assist with some of the athletes, as well as the usual support that is needed around an event as well. So great day out for the family, and South Wales and Swansea, what a fantastic venue to be at.
And how do PTVI athletes compete in paratriathlon? What are some of the differences maybe between triathlon?
So there are different classifications that exist for the athletes. And depending on the different classifications will then depend on the different support that they need. So for the visually impaired athletes, for example, they will be competing with a support. So Dave Ellis, who I think probably a lot of your listeners will know, has a guide, Luke Pollard. They're current world champions, and they train together and they race together. And then other athletes, depending on the support that's needed, if, for example, they have a limb missing, then they might need to have help with regards to the equipment for their bicycle and when they're doing their transitions and everything as well. So lots of different support and variations that's needed.
We're also thinking about the future of paratriathlon in the UK and how people can get their start in the sport. Can you tell us a bit about some of the plans for how people can become part of the programme and even work towards the Paralympics in LA and Brisbane as well?
Absolutely. So there are different channels that people might want to try the sport. So coming along to an event like this presents lots of opportunities. People just to try it out. They might want to try just a swim, or they might want to try a run. But also there'll be plenty of information about how they might be able to look at participating in the sport. But also, if they look on our website, we have specific information on there. That's britishtriathlon.org. And also there are various clubs around the country as well that also support the entry level into the sport as well.
And is that how people have found their way into the sport previously? Do people sometimes start with one element of triathlon and then broaden their interest into the other sports and actually working towards sort of full triathlons?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's a great point. So Claire Cashmore, she was at Tokyo for us, and she obtained a bronze medal. She actually came from swimming, where she'd already got her quite substantial haul of medals. And so wanted to try something different and actually wanted the variety that the triathlon offers. So, plenty of people change discipline and maybe want to broaden what they're doing.
And Ruth, you're quite new to the role as CEO. What have you learned in your time so far?
I'm very much at my learning curve, but it's absolutely fantastic. I myself have done triathlons a few years ago and absolutely loved it. And in particular, the community that exists around triathlon. It's incredibly supportive. And also for me, I come from swimming. Running was my challenge and my nemesis. So it was a new challenge to try and conquer. And there are plenty of people like me who give it a go. But also there's a real aspiration element to it as well, the age group element that we do. You know, it's nice to think that you might be able to put on a GB outfit if you manage to qualify. But also as a sport, it's incredibly progressive and it's relatively new in the general scheme of things, a broader sport. And so the innovation that the sport's offering, so for example, the mixed relay event that was introduced in Tokyo is a really exciting event to watch. And also the fact that, you know, we believe in parity and as an inclusive sport, it's great to see that we're now on the Olympic roster for the para triathlon as well.
And what's the best way for people to find out a bit more information about the World Triathlon Para Series and then also the British Triathlon as well?
So the best way is to go to our website, which is britishtriathlon.org, and there's plenty of great information on there.
Well, lots of exciting work to come in the future. For now, we look forward to the World Triathlon Para Series returning to Swansea in June. Ruth Daniels, Chief Executive of British Triathlon, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great. Thank you very much.